wake up in the morning feeling like I'm gonna have a good day.
Oh, it's not Friday.
No,
it's
sad.
Thursday. Oh my God, what a tease.
Nothing ruins your Friday more than learning that it's Thursday.
I thought yesterday was Thursday for the entire day.
Oh, that is a sad, sad way to live.
Oh!
The disappointment in your face.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Better than you?
Yeah, no kidding.
Better than you, my guy. It is a Thursday. The date is May 15th.
Happy payday.
2025. Payday!
Hey, yo!
Look at that. The day
is turning around. I got to check the bank account.
Look at that. The glass is suddenly half full again. We love to see it. Yesterday, Logan and I were feeling very interactive. I don't know how many listeners we talked to over the course of yesterday.
So many.
I would say at least 27. And that is not...
At least.
That is no word of a lie.
For like 5 minutes each.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Seriously. So we were asking you, and everybody has it, the thing that you silently judge other people for. And man, did you deliver? Did you understand the assignment? We wanted to pick out some of our favorite moments and relive it with you now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time, and we want to hear about the things that you're silently judging strangers for. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Tara.
Hey, Tara. So what are you silently judging others for?
When you go shopping and people seem to think that they don't need to pick up their feet. And they go to the store and all you hear is the scuffing of their feet.
Oh, this is a specific one.
I used to get in trouble from this from my parents. My parents would always say, pick up your damn feet, pick up your damn feet. Because it would be like drag, clunking of shoes and stuff.
And it was like squeaky shoes.
It works at winter time with winter boots.
Right, because they're heavy.
That's something you just can't snap at a stranger for.
Yeah, how come it bugs you so much?
It's just the irritating. It's like, seriously, how lazy can you be? Pick up your feet.
And you know what the shopping cart does? You can put so much pressure on it that you don't even need to pick up your feet. The shopping cart's going to pull you. You got your hands on the shopping cart.
Okay, see, that brings up my number two pet peeve.
Let's unpack it, Tara.
When you're out shopping and a parent is disciplining their child and you hear them go, one, two, you don't want me to get to three. I do.
Please get to three. They never get to three.
No.
Imagine you chirp like from the aisle over, three.
I've honestly done that.
Have you really?
Oh, heck yes.
At three, they're getting removed from the store, right? Isn't that three?
Yeah.
At the screen, they should be getting removed from the store. Forget about the discipline. Just go home and get a nap.
Yeah, it is frustrating. It's like, be a man or a woman of your word. Like, we know you're never going to get to three. The kid knows it, too.
Exactly.
Thanks for taking the time. It's great to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Have a great day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Nottingham.
Nottingham. And your name?
Diane.
What's up, Lady Di?
I'm so happy to talk to my besties in the morning.
It's good to talk to you. Now, what are you silently judging people for?
Okay, and it doesn't matter who you are. There is no zero in your numbers.
So you're saying you don't like when people say, oh, as the number zero.
Correct.
Okay, I thought she was saying the opposite.
So you say 603.
603. I take a lot of calls at work, and some guy argued with me for 5 minutes that I was saying his phone number wrong. Because I said zero instead of O.
That guy needs a hobby.
he needs a life, yes.
Yeah, I don't feel so passionately way or the other.
Me neither.
Yeah, that irks me because there is no O in numbers.
I'm so happy you called for this because it's so funny and it's like a tiny thing that drives you nuts. This is exactly what we were looking for.
Oh, cool. Thanks, guys.
She's like, great. I understood the assignment.
I did. On a Wednesday.
You have the best day ever. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Love you, Di.
Bye.
WOKQ, who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. So what do you silently judge other people for?
Hello? Okay, gotcha now.
Gotcha. All right, what do you silently judge other people for?
Okay, so people that put stuff out for free, and then it pours, and it's raining and raining, and then there's stuff.
Oh, man, she's glitchy, but it's such a good one.
You know, it's like, wow, okay, that couch has been sitting out there for 3 months now.
Yeah, no kidding. You see like a perfectly good couch that could go to Goodwill or donated or somewhere. And instead of doing the right thing, it's quote unquote easier just to put it on the sidewalk and let it get moldy and ruined. And then eventually, you know, the town or someone will come and pick it up. But it's just a waste of a couch.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, growing mold because it's been out in the rain.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for taking the time, Michelle. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
We're here. Don't even worry about it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning. We are taking your calls on the things that you are silently judging others for at 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hi. Thank you for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi. This is Paige.
Paige, you said?
Yes.
Hi, Paige. So what are you silently judging others for?
With parents who have those backpacks on their kids, like a leash.
Oh, that's such a good one.
You want to see that all summer long? Just hang out on Hampton Beach.
Oh, I see it all the time at the store. I'm like, just let the kid go. They have to learn somehow.
Did you see it a lot in Disney World?
I did. Not as much as I feel like I'm used to seeing. But, Paige, this is such a good one because, yeah, I'm with you. I see the leash backpack kids, too, and I'm like, what are we doing? You can't control them?
How are they going to learn to listen if they just are used to a yank? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They got to go to school one day.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that is such a good one, Paige. Thank you for chiming in.
Thank you.
Hi. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
This is Nicole.
What's up, Nicole? Are you silently judging others for anything?
I used to work in retail, and what really got under my skin is the people that would come in shopping 3 minutes before the store closed. Now, if you come in for one or two items, I can understand that. You get in and get out. But it's the ones that come in expecting to get a whole cartload and think, oh, I'm already in the store before it closes so I could just continue shopping, even though the hours are done.
Mm-hmm. You have to know that you are the bane of the existence of the people that work there if you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think some people are okay with that.
But it's like they're not thinking of, oh, the people that work there have families that they need to get home to as well.
Thank you for the call, Nicole. Hi, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, what's your name?
My name's Katie. I'm from Dover.
Hello, Katie from Dover. So what are you silently judging other people for?
Okay, so when you're leaving an establishment, a public establishment, and there's a person in front of you and they don't hold the door, like they're right in front of you and they couldn't be bothered to hold the door open.
Yup. What do you say? I usually say thank you. They close the door right in my face and go, oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for not doing anything.
That is just common courtesy. Like, it wouldn't even be, it's almost more effort for them not to hold the door.
They're right there. Just hold it. I don't know. It's just one of those things.
It makes you
I
feel
never
small.
Say anything. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a simple thing. It's so simple. Yeah. Like, we're all human. Can we hold the damn door for each other?
Mm-hmm. Just hold it. Yep.
That's a good one.
But on the opposite end, I don't love when someone's holding the door for me and I'm halfway across the parking lot and I feel like I have to run to the door.
Oh,
I'm
yep,
like, I'll get it myself.
Nope, I'm the same way.
Yep. There's a sweet spot. There's a timing of it all. And
yep.
I don't think it's that hard.
Yep, I agree.
Yep, she says.
Katie, we're on the same page and it feels good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good day.
You too.
Still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Hey, so Logan and I were just wondering, what is the thing, the behavior, that you silently judge other people for? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, thank you for holding. Who's this?
This is Ruth from Hampton. How are you?
Ruthie, baby, what's on your mind?
I hate to tell you, but I have a neighbor that lives next door, and I judge people for sticking their fingers up their nose. Come on, you're an adult.
I'll handle this one. As a nose picker, what the hell's the matter to you what I'm doing?
Because you should do it in your own privacy, that's what.
Well, that's a pretty good one.
You're on the road, and you look over at a car next to you, and they got their finger wrapped so far up their nose, wondering if they're playing with the brain. That's why there's so many accidents.
I love the car, though. The car's the best spot for it.
But it's not a protective shield. People can see in.
I mean, unless I'm shaking your hand after, who cares?
Well, I mean, if you stop at the store, you need to tell me you're going to wipe your hands before you go in the store.
You're probably right. I'm probably picking it while driving, and then I go to the grocery store and pick out some stuff. So you're right. You're right.
You're touching the avocados with your booger paws.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe this will make me change. Maybe.
Well, that's like somebody hacks one up. They re-swallow it. That's gross.
Oh.
Wait, what?
She's moved on from boogers to loogies.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Yeah, you never swallowed the loogie?
I guess. I usually try to spit those out, don't we all?
Yeah, well, some people do, some people don't.
Ruth, you're a funny one. All right, Ruth, thanks for the call. We love you.
We love you, too.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I were just wondering, what is the behavior that you silently judge other people for? We all do it. Are you brave and bold enough to admit it on the radio? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi, this is Carol. How are you?
Hello, Carol. We are well, but it's really more about you. How's everything going over there?
Everything's going great.
So what do you silently judge others for?
It's going to the gym, wanting to do your workout, and somebody will sit at a piece of equipment for a half hour or so, just looking at their phone. Texting, sometimes talking on their phone. It's really annoying.
Selfish behavior.
Mm. It is. It's very selfish. And I usually say something like, well, it happened last night. I go on one machine, my husband goes on the other. The guy was on the one my husband goes on, and I went over there, and he's just on his phone. So are you actually working out?
Oh.
I honestly don't think he heard me because he had headphones on, too. But he did start working out a little bit, then left, so. Well, then there's one other thing at the gym as well.
Yeah, what you got?
You see somebody working out, they're sweating like a pig, get up and walk away.
No. They don't wipe down their equipment.
They don't wipe down the equipment. And, oh, my God, does that piss me off. It does. I'm a cancer survivor. I have diabetes. I have a million and one things wrong with me. I don't need to catch something after you are on the machine.
And how long does it take? I mean, most gyms, they have the wipes. Like, they're pretty readily available.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. This one guy I said it to, now, just to spite me, we'll go over, grab a paper towel, just walk over and give it a tiny swipe and walk away.
Just to spite you?
Why did you say something to him?
Because he knows, yes, I did. And he knows I'm watching him.
He knows.
Because he's on the machine before I go on it, and he knows that.
Carol's the gym police.
I know, I sound like but I am the gym police.
What's your gym? What's your gym? I'm curious.
Plant Fitness in Dover.
Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Just curious.
Yep. That's it.
Not a judgment-free zone when Carol's there. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Set off the local alarm.
No, there's a lot of other things that go on there, too. But, no, those are the two worst, though.
Okay. Well, you keep fighting the good fight, Carol, against the the phone lingerers, the not cleaner uppers. Get them one at a time.
I hope they're listening to this station.
You got that swassy lassies. Watch out for Carol.
Thanks for the call, Carol. If you didn't get a chance to chime in, shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. And the time is now to play Can't Beat Kira for a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown. He's bringing along Mitchell Tenpenny and Ashley Cook to Guilford, New Hampshire. And hopefully you can come along, too. Hopefully you're available on May 25th. 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. If you'd like to play Can't Beat Kira for a pair of tickies to see Kane Brown, call us right
now. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Derek.
Derek, we choose you to play Can't Beat Kira.
Oh, boy. How you guys doing?
Good, really well, yeah. Almost
excellent,
the weekend.
Excellent. Yes, it is. Almost the weekend.
Kane Brown tickets on the line. Step one would be to kick me out of the room, D-Rec.
All right, Kara. It's time to go.
She's out of here. She didn't even respond to you, Derek. Kind of disrespectful.
That's okay. I get it.
She's gone. Let's go. Question one. This is a layup for you. I know it is. Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum just underwent surgery yesterday on what? Hint, it's the same injury that took out Aaron Rodgers in his first New York Jets game.
It was his Achilles.
Number two, this one's multiple choice. What U.S. state has the most obese people? Is it Maine, Alaska, or West Virginia?
I would say West Virginia.
And question three, this is Kane Brown filling the lyrics with the song Heaven. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's going to be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced. because I don't know how heaven could be blank.
Better than this.
That a boy. I knew you were going to land the plane. Derek, strong round. Kira's coming back.
Sweet.
And here she is, the lady of the hour.
I heard it was a strong round. I hope I can have an equally as strong round.
I do too, Kira.
Thanks, man.
That's nice.
I felt like he meant that.
But you shouldn't mean that.
He means it.
You shouldn't. You got to win to get these tickets. Or tie. Ties are good. Here we go, Kira.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum just underwent surgery yesterday on what? Hint, same injury that took out Aaron Rodgers in his first New York Jets game.
ACL.
ACL is incorrect. It is Achilles.
I knew it was an A.
And Derek got that right.
Good job, D-Rec.
One zip, Derek. Question
Thank
two.
You.
Multiple choice here, Kira. What U.S. state has the most obese people?
Oh,
is
God.
It Maine, Alaska, or West Virginia?
I'm going to say Alaska.
Alaska. Absolutely not.
No.
It is West Virginia.
Well, I was thinking, you know, they need to eat to keep warm.
Mm. Good guess. Just copycatting the Bears.
They need the blubber for the winter.
Oh, Derek. Derek got that right. 2-0, Kira.
Ooh, this is not a strong round. This is a weak round, actually.
A pantsing, as she says.
Yes.
Kane Brown, heaven. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's going to be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you. I ain't convinced, because I don't know how heaven, blank.
Could be better than this.
Kira got that right. Derek got that right. 1 for Kira, a 3 for Derek.
Wow.
Yeah.
There he is.
A 3-peat. Number 1 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan, I'm excited. It's the moment. It's the moment
excited.
Of truth.
I'm excited. Do not let us down.
Oh, my God. Don't yell at them.
Sorry.
That's not going to be a welcoming environment.
Logan's here. Don't let us down.
Do not let us down. This is a safe space. So we've been talking about this all week long, that we are going to give a nurse a nurse's night out in celebration of Nurses Month. So we do have a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park in Boston. And we're not going to make you decide who's the designated driver on the way home. No, we are putting you up in a hotel.
That's the sweet spot. That's the real big moneymaker, if you ask me. Don't get me wrong. Tickets are amazing, especially at, you know, two great acts and at Fenway. But the hotel is really cherry on top.
It makes it more of an experience.
No doubt. No diggity.
So let's tell them what we're looking for.
Okay. Nurses, healthcare workers, we are looking for your crazy stories. That's it. Your crazy stories. What's the craziest thing that has happened to you? What's the craziest thing that a patient has said to you?
Mm-hmm,
did they throw their own urine? I don't know.
Jeez,
I'd like that story if they did. Did they wake up from anesthesia and they tried to hit on you and propose to you, but you're actually not even... you're not that person? That's what we want to know. Don't break HIPAA. You can be anonymous.
You can.
If we give you the tickets, you can't be anonymous. You like, we'll get your information off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be anonymous. You can change where you work. You don't have to tell us where you actually were.
Totally. To only reveal the facts that you feel comfortable revealing.
Yeah.
And, we just want to hear your craziest nurse stories on the job. Maybe the most memorable day on the job. Maybe a wedding was held in the hospital room and you witnessed it.
True.
Maybe you had to officiate.
It doesn't all have to be bad. It doesn't have to be all be mortifying stories.
No, it could be like special. Like the day that you were like, this is what I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm leaning into my purpose.
Yeah.
I love stories like that too.
Me too. But we are looking for, we want
guts.
We want some guts. We want to know what you're actually going through. Because healthcare workers have it really hard.
Yes.
And oftentimes we don't realize it, you know, because we all think we're normal. So we go in for a routine something. We're like, it's a routine day. I was a great patient. There are some bad patients out there.
And we're one of how many patients in that one day?
Exactly.
So, yeah, we can't thank you enough for the work you do. And we're hoping that we can repay you with a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn in Fenway Park and a hotel stay. So give us a call and tell us about your craziest, most memorable day on the job, 603-749-0975. Logan and I are also going to open it up to, if you like, want to win it on behalf of the nurse in your life.
No doubt.
You can relay the story that they shared with you.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you keep the details that they would want you to anonymous. 603-749-0975. We're really looking forward to giving one lucky nurse a night out in Boston. 603-749-0975. Looking for your crazy days on the job as a nurse on 97.5 WOKQ. number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. So we're giving away a Nurses Night Out, baby. We have a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park, and we're giving away a hotel stay on top of it. To one lucky nurse, we are taking your calls right now, wanting to hear your crazy tales on the job. 603-749-0975 is our number. So, Renee, from Rochester, you have a story for us?
I do. It's from when I first started out in nursing, and I was probably super young, like 22, 23.
Okay.
And I was working nights in the ICU, and we had a new patient come in, and she was a very large woman. She was probably about 450 to 500 pounds.
Whoa.
Okay.
And when someone comes in, you have to do a thorough skin assessment just to make sure they don't have any wounds or open areas, because it's very important for the medical record and all of the things.
Yeah.
So my LNA, who I loved working with, we went in and we set out, we're like, all right, we have to do our skin assessment. And so, you know, there's a lot of skin folds and things. So we're doing our skin assessment, and you have to kind of lift things up, move them around. And all of a sudden, my LNA lifts up a skin fold, and we kind of see something. It's dark, and we're thinking, oh my goodness, does she have a wound? Is this necrotic tissue? And we're like, and all of a sudden, we lift up further and move. We find a full intact Oreo.
What?
In between this woman's skin folds. And we're like, what is happening? We're like, have we just found an Oreo? So we're 22. We're like trying not to snicker in front of her. We don't want to embarrass anybody, but we cannot believe in the middle of the skin folds we found this Oreo. So we're kind of like trying to like keep it under our breaths. And the LNA is like, what do I do? And I'm like, just put it on the table. You know, we don't want to get lost in the bed or anything else like that. And the worst part was, she all of a sudden, the woman, you know, kind of looks over, sees the Oreo, and then proceeds to give us like a little coy smile, puts her hand up like she's a little embarrassed. And I'm thinking, oh no, we've embarrassed her. But yet she proceeds to tell us that she, like, it's not like she was just eating Oreos and lost them. Apparently, this is like a little kinky, naughty game that she does with her boyfriend, and she hides snacks.
Around
herself, and then he goes to find them, and we were like, like, we're 22, like, we were so young, and we were so easily embarrassed, and we're like, what do we do? And she was just like, just thought she was something. I'm thinking, I've been scarred for life. I will never forget that. So when you guys were like, crazy nursing stories, that's the first thing that just came to my mind.
I just want to clarify, she's purposely hiding snacks in her quote skin folds so that her boyfriend, yes, can go on an adventure hunt later.
Yes, absolutely.
I smell pretzels in the bottom left corner.
I will be trying to recover from that story all day. Thank you so much for the call, Renee, for understanding the assignment. I thought that she was going to say the lady reached over and ate the Oreo. That would have been the cherry on top of the sundae.
That's the only way I thought the story was going.
Right.
Not that it was a kinky role-playing thing.
We don't mean to yuck anyone's yum, but I didn't know there was a market for that.
No, that's yummy.
Love an Oreo. 603-749-0975 is our number. We're still taking your call. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. It's Nurses Night Out, baby. One lucky healthcare worker is about to score a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park. But wait, there's more, and a hotel stay included. We are just asking for you to call and share your craziest, most ridiculous, wild stories on the job as a healthcare worker, without violating HIPAA, of course. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, Phil. Thanks so much for holding.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're well. So, we're excited to hear your tale.
Okay. So, actually, while I was adopting little Phil, who was on the radio with me last time, I actually got my LNA license.
Oh.
And ended up starting to work. I started working at a nursing home, and because I was bigger and I could lift pretty easily, I got stuck on the Alzheimer's dementia ward.
Mm.
So then in the evenings, we had to make our rounds, and everybody needed to be washed or bathed or whatever it may have been. And I had my set of rooms, and all the other LNAs had their set of rooms. So I got to the room for a woman who we'll call a spell. and I heard some funny noises coming from the room. So I said, I'll give her a few minutes and I'll come back. And then I went next door to a room where there was actually a couple who had been married for 50 years and in the Alzheimer's Dementia Ward together. Their names were Betty and Joe.
Okay.
And I said, Betty, where's Joe? Because when I got there, I had Betty, Joe, and then I was supposed to go to Estelle and clean her up. And she said, oh, he's next door. And I said, what's he doing next door? Because there was funny noises coming from Estelle's room. She's like, yeah, he's having a good time. He'll come back when he's ready.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. No.
It gets better. It gets better.
How?
And I'm like, are you okay with that, Betty? And she goes, listen, I dealt with this for 50 years. She can handle it for a while.
Oh, my God.
Now, the worst part of it is that they're still on my list to wash up.
Oh.
So when they both finished, I still had to give them both baths.
No.
So you're cleaning Phil's stuff off of Betty's booty.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Apparently it happens more often than you think.
I've heard this, but this is the first tale that I've heard, like...
A true story.
Yeah, like a boots on the ground recount of
it. Oh, yeah, no. It was said. Betty's responses were fantastic.
God bless Betty. God bless Phil. God bless Estelle.
Yeah. Oh, it was Estelle. That was the one who's getting it?
Yes.
Oh, man. But yeah. Shout out to Betty.
Mm-hmm. A good sport. She's just outsourcing it now.
Yeah, she's like, listen, go somewhere else for it. Two steps over in the next bedroom.
Unreal. Phil, thank you. This was so worth the wait. We can't thank you enough for enhancing our morning show with this tale.
Thanks.
Okay, your turn, 603-749-0975. We're still taking your calls about your wild tales on the job as a healthcare worker. And once again, someone is going to win a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park and a hotel stay. Are you kidding me? Nurse's night out, baby. 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So, in honor of Nurses Month, Logan and I are taking your calls about your wild stories on the job as a healthcare worker. Our number is 603-749-0975. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Good morning. My name is Harmony. I live in Milton, New Hampshire.
Hello, Harmony. We'd love to hear your tale.
So I used to work in assisted living.
Mm. Yeah.
And we had a resident who was demented. She had really bad lactose intolerance. We had a resident refrigerator out in the common area, and I wasn't realizing that she was getting into somebody else's ice cream.
Oh boy.
I would shower her daily, you know, sometimes it's easier at that age just to shower than when they have a blowout. So I go to her room to check on her one day. She's sitting on her bed, wrapped up in a comforter, bulky as the day she was born.
Yep.
I said, Phyllis, what are you doing? Oh, I'm waiting for you people, she says.
You people? You people? You must get called you people more often than you prefer.
Oh my goodness. Yes, in that situation, definitely.
So she had an accident, was wrapped up in the comforter?
Yeah, she had an accident. She stripped herself down. She stripped her bed.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, it was uncharacteristic for her because normally she would act like she didn't know what she was doing.
Well, that sounds like a good patient.
Except the comforter was probably in rough shape, no?
Well, the comforter's definitely hitting the garbage, but at least she...
took the initiative.
Yes, that's
perfect. Yeah. Undressed herself, and she knew the next step.
Absolutely.
Okay, Phyllis. Okay. I like that. Well, Harmony, thank you so much for taking... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So, in honor of Nurses Month, Logan and I are taking your calls about your wild stories on the job as a healthcare worker, without violating HIPAA, of course. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I'm from Penacook, New Hampshire.
What
Kathy
up, Kath?
Of Penacook. We are excited to hear your tale.
Oh, okay. My husband insisted I called in and I tell you about this story.
Here we go.
Let's go.
So, early on in my career, I was a nurse's aide at a nursing home. And, of course, one of the things you do when new patients come in is you have to go down and do an assessment of them and bring the report back to the nurse's station. So I had gone and done so. And I walked in the room. I was asking the gentleman questions. Wasn't really looking at him, kind of showing him around the room. And then I turned around. He was laying in his bed. He whipped his blankets open and said, do you want to shake hands with the governor?
Was the governor was his Willy, right? I just want to make sure.
That is correct. I graciously said, no, thank you. I think they need me out front. So I went back to the nurse's station and let them know that this one might be a little perverted.
Yep.
And then my husband took it one step further. The next morning, he was in the shower, called me into the bathroom, and then whipped the shower curtain open and said, do you want to shake hands with the senator?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with your husband. He sounds like he has a great sense of humor.
Oh, but he does. He does. He's a constant joker.
That is so damn good. You know what's really sad? And this is the hardest part. Not hardest part. Let me rephrase. I hear so many really disgusting, perverted stories from my wife and nurse friends as well. And I am so sorry that you have to deal with some of that activity. Just because someone's old doesn't mean it's okay to be a perv.
That is true. Thanks for saying that, Logan.
Yeah, it is true. But there are people that are pervs that aren't old.
That is also true.
It feels a little more harmless, like when they are 98. For some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can't wait to see my wife and ask if she wants to shake hands with the president today.
Senator.
Well, there's governor, senator. I'm feeling a little more presidential.
I'm so happy for you. Thank you for the call, Kathy. You certainly understood the assignment. And of course, Logan and I will be bringing this back a little later on in the show because it's been bringing us so much joy. But for now, it is time to give away these tickets to see Kane Brown in Guilford, New Hampshire, May 25th. Make sure you have the date free and give us a call right now at 603-749-0975 is our number. If you want to win Kane Brown tickets by playing Can't Beat Kira, the number you got to call is 603-749-0975. Good luck.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Rachel. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning yourself. What's up? What are we up to?
I'm just driving to work.
Okay.
What do you do?
I work in an elementary school with behavioral children.
Nice. They're lucky to have you.
Yeah, it's the best job ever. I love going to work every day.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that you feel that way. So, Rach, tell me, have you played this game before?
No, never.
First timer. Have you ever.
Fun, very fun. All right, Rach, you kick her out of here to start.
Goodbye, Kira.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Never played, but an expert nonetheless.
I'm leaving. Good luck.
Rachel, no multiple choice because I know you can handle it.
Oh, boy. All right.
Question number one. What does POTUS stand for?
Can you say the letters?
Yep. POTUS. Okay, what does U.S. normally stand for?
The United States.
Okay, perfect. So, and then you said the United States. So now we just need the P and the O.
Post office.
What?
Post office?
Post office, the United States.
I have no idea.
It's so funny. It's such a good guess. Question two. This stereotypically attractive actress just had a baby with Machine Gun Kelly. She got famous in 2007 with her role in the movie Transformers. Since then, she's been keeping up with the Kardashians and drinking MGK's blood. Who is it?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Megan Fox?
There you go. You knew that one. That was I'll tell you right now. That's correct.
Great.
All right. Question number three. Drunk Me, Mitchell Tenpenny, fill in the lyrics. I just end up head all messed up like the sheets where we made love. I've been sober since you broke my heart in two, cause drunk me can't blank.
Resist you.
All right, Kira's coming back. Talk to me, Rach. It was your first time playing, yet we had some good laughs. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling one out of three?
Oh, Logan, how advanced did you make these questions?
I'm not very advanced, but I can't wait to tell you what Rachel guessed on question number one.
Okay, don't shame my girl.
No. There's no shame. It's all love. Question one, Kira. Mm-hmm. What does POTUS stand for?
President of the United States.
That reaction says it all.
What'd you say?
My girl did do the acronym correctly. In a sense, she said the post office of the United States.
A good guess, though.
I can't officially give you that point, Rachel, but in my mind, it's tied. I don't care.
In our minds, in our hearts.
That was so funny. Question two. Kira, this stereotypically attractive actress just had a baby with Machine Gun Kelly. She got famous in 2007 in the movie Transformers. Since then, she's been drinking MGK's blood and keeping up with the Kardashians.
Megan Fox.
That is correct. You got that right. Rachel got that right. 2-1. Question three. Drunk me, Mitchell Tenpenny. I just end up head all messed up like the sheets where we made love. I've been sober since you broke my heart in two. Cause drunk me can't blank.
Get over you?
That's the right answer.
Oh, it is the right. Okay. I didn't know with that face.
That's because I was waiting to see Rachel's reaction, who had another really good guess.
What
she
was
said,
it?
I can't resist you.
Oh, man.
Really good guesses, Rach.
Thank you.
We do need the phrase of shame. Don't feel too much shame, though, when you say it.
Well, my name's Rachel, and I can't beat Kira.
Well, Rachel, this obviously doesn't matter. Yep. You were an absolute treat to play with. You're going to see Kane Brown Mitchell.
Ow. So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. We are going to welcome in Marcus. He's on line 9 right now. Hi, Marcus. Are you still there?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show. We're glad that you're here.
Thanks for having me on.
So what's going on with Jana?
Jana's like the whole package. She's smart, she's capable, really hot. Owns her own jewelry store in Manchester. She's got it going on, you know?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, we met on Hinge, and I saw, you know, one of her pictures at Star Wars Park at Disney, like, all decked out, you know, like in Disney gear. And I was like, on May 4th, I was like, may the 4th be with you. And she loved it.
That was smooth.
Then, yeah, very good.
And then I was like, aren't you a little too hot to be in Star Wars gear? You know, and she's like, you haven't seen Princess Leia in, like, a gold bikini yet. You know, she can get it. And then we kind of flirted back and forth. It was fun.
Yikes. And did she get it?
Well, we moved from talking on the app to texting, right?
You know? Okay.
You know, like, one night I was like, what are you up to? And she was like, I'm closing the shop. Like, why don't you come through? So I did. And we hung out. Like, she locked the doors. And we were up, like, you know, hanging out, just talking while, you know, which was really cool. And I was telling her what kind of jewelry my mom liked, that she was her birthday coming up, so she was showing me stuff, and then I was like, gonna buy it. And she was like, well, it's closed down, you'll have to come back.
Keeping the door open.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we went to a bar after that, grabbed a drink. It was pretty effortless and easy, you know, to be around her. And I don't know, she has a great sense of humor, really cute laugh, you know, a little snort sometimes, which I think is really funny. And we, you know, and we left things off on a really good note, but I had to text her after the date a few times, and she never responded.
That's it? You never heard from her again? Like, did you try to go back to the shop? Because, like, now you know where she works.
Yeah, well, I went back to her shop to buy the necklace for my mother. And some of the girls working the register, and I was like, is Jana working today? And the girl just was, you know, she said she ran out for an errand. Or, you know, like, kind of, you could just tell. I could just tell she was kind of blowing it off, or kind of, like, awkwardly blowing it off, you'd say, you know? And so I was like, can you tell her to text Marcus when she has a chance? And the girl was like, I'm okay, you know, but it was like awkward energy, you know?
Like she was told to say that.
And my guess is that she didn't text you back.
No, I didn't get any text.
Right.
That's why I'm calling you.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's why he's here.
I'm just doing the recap here.
All right, Marcus, well, I'm not gonna lie, it doesn't sound great.
No, it sounds real bad.
It does not sound good. But we are going to do what we said we would do, and that is to call Jana and invite her to come on the show and tell us why she's kind of blowing you off and why a second date hasn't happened already. So at the very least, we can get you answers, and at the very most, we'll send you two on a second date that we, the radio station, would pay for.
That sounds good to me, and I really, really appreciate the help on this.
You're welcome, Marcus. Good luck. Second Date Update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and it is time for part two of Second Date Update. All right, Logan, we did it. We got a hold of Jana, and she doesn't seem that thrilled to come on the air for Second Date Update, but she said she would. Hi, Jana.
Hey.
How's it going? So, like we told you a little bit off the air, we're calling on behalf of our listener, Marcus. He had a really good, really good time with you, and was hoping to see you again.
Marcus. Yeah, so I did have a pretty good time with Marcus. Like, he seemed like a nice enough guy, but unfortunately, after our date, I learned some pretty bad stuff about him. So So, no, I won't be seeing him again. That was like a one-and-done situation.
What do you mean bad stuff, Jana? What's so bad?
Okay, at the end of our date, we were walking to our cars, and he's like, okay, this is me. And he pointed to this, like, it was like a GMC Terrain or whatever the hell it was. Like, but I saw a car seat.
Mm.
And so I point to it, and I'm like, okay, is there something you aren't telling me? And he goes, oh, sometimes I help my sister out, you know, and like, pick up my niece from daycare on Thursdays. And
well,
like,
that's nice if it's true.
So I was like, okay, that's precious. I love that. So I was like, okay. But we went our separate ways, and then the next day, I got this DM request from this girl I don't know.
Mm.
And her handle's like, Bad Bunny XO, something crazy, I don't know. And she's like, popping off about how Marcus is her baby daddy. She's 9 months pregnant. She's due any day now. I should stay away from him.
Holy.
He's a bad guy. They broke up because he's cheating on her while she's pregnant, blah, 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 blah. And like, okay, I was like, absolutely, like, no. Like, I have no energy. I have no space or time for like baby mama drama. Like, I have a business to run. I have a perfect to maintain. Like, I am I am busy.
So,
like,
busy.
This is not happening.
Yeah, and also, yeah. Like, if she's seriously 9 months pregnant and he's out here cheating on her.
Bad.
Holy smokes. I have an idea. Jana, we can find out if he is exaggerating, telling the truth, lying. We can find all this out right now because we didn't tell you Marcus is on the other line. So we're going to bring him in and find out.
Is that okay with you?
Come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Peer pressure.
This is insane, but so is he. So, yeah, I should have seen this coming. Okay.
Marcus?
Bring him in.
Hey, Jana. Nice to hear his voice.
Yeah. Are you going to address anything I just said or what?
Yeah, I mean, I have a baby on the way, but I didn't cheat on my ex.
Well,
we just weren't a match, you know, which is the best, and plan to be involved in my son's life, which is why, you know, sold the car seat, but he's not even here yet.
Okay. So, let me just ask you, it's so messed up. How am I supposed to believe anything you're telling me when you lied effortlessly to my face? Like, you said you pick your niece up from daycare on Thursdays. Like, all that came out pretty smooth. Do you even have a niece?
Yeah, I do, but she's not in daycare anymore. She's in second grade. Anyway, I think we're getting off track here.
No, we're very much on track. You lied to me. You have a baby on the way with another woman, which, right? You have a baby on the way, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The other woman, she DM'd me. She said you cheated while she was pregnant. So I don't know why you think I would have the time or interest in starting up a relationship with you. You have a lot going on right now, dude.
But that's life, and it happens, right? I mean, just because it didn't work out with my ex doesn't mean I don't deserve to find somebody right for me.
Oh, my God. I think you need to focus on being a new dad, and you need to put dating on the back burner right now, right? But, like, truly, I don't care what you do next. I just know it's not going to be with me. Like, I don't know what this is here.
Wow. So I think that answers our question. We were going to offer Jana a second date with Marcus, but I mean, it seems like that's...
Yeah, that answer is for sure a no.
All right.
Yeah. I'm getting a DM, you guys. This is... Let me see what my girl said.
Wait, who's DMing you?
Bad Bunny.
Wait, right now? At this very moment?
She says, wait, listening to you on the radio, he's not a new dad. He also has a 10-year-old daughter with a girl from Revere.
Shut up. Marcus?
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is true.
Are you Nick Cannon? How many kids you got? Just don't come into my shop again. I'll call the cops. Go be a good dad.
Yeah, okay, fine. That necklace was overpriced anyway.
Nice one.
Okay, we're moving right along to that Kenny Chesney contest code, which is very punctual today, may I say. The 820 contest code. It's time, my friend. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. Did you miss that 820 Kenny Chesney contest code? I have to say, of all the days to miss it, it's no excuse. It was very punctual. It happened at 8:20 on the nose. So I don't know, Logan. It's on you.
No. I'm a say, and here's why. It could be confusing. It was the 8:20 code, but the code itself was 815-815.
Confusing.
It's very confusing. So 815 is the code. 8:20 is the time slot. We'll say it again. 815 is the code.
820 is the time slot.
And don't be thinking it was the 815 code and it was 820.
Oh, Kira, why would you? That's not nice. That was terrible. 815-815, that was the code.
Sorry, I'm feeling a little mischievous today.
Clearly.
Okay, so earlier on the show, we were doing this topic and we're deciding to bring it back because it brought us so much entertainment and joy and all of the things. So Logan and I have been talking about this all week, that we have a nurse's night out. We want to reward a nurse with a night out to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park with a hotel stay included in honor of Nurses Month. So we've been asking for you to share your craziest tales on the job as a healthcare worker. And we're opening the phone lines back up for said stories. 603-749-0975. Looks like we have one coming in. Christy, are you a healthcare worker?
I am not, but my son and daughter-in-law are, and I have one crazy story for you.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Just to pretend for all the listeners, it's absolutely disgusting.
Okay, trigger warning. We appreciate that.
Yep. Okay, so a local hospital, he works in the ER. An older gentleman comes in, and he says his leg's really been bothering for a couple days, and now the scabs are falling off. Mm. So they roll up his leg, his pant leg, and as they're rolling it up, maggots are falling to the ground.
Maggots? Stop it right now.
From his knee to his ankle and a little past, just falling to the ground. Hundreds and hundreds.
There are not a lot of things that gross me out, but my God, is that one of them.
How does that even happen?
And he said they were all, like, all of them were gagging, and it was, and all you could smell was, like, the rot.
This poor gentleman.
I'm feeling really bad for him, too.
I know, and listen to this. He wasn't even complaining about pain. Nothing. Yeah, and he ended up, I mean, it was gross. They had to tie a bag around it because they had to, like, suffocate the maggots and do all kinds of stuff. And he was there for a really long time. He ended up losing his leg, but...
Oh, man, yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, they said it was one of the most, like, horrific things they had ever seen. And for that to happen, that had to take, like, months.
That's what I was thinking, too. Oh, thank you for the call, Christy. Well, she certainly understood the assignment.
Gag.
Yeah, gag me. So 603-749-09. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. In honor of Nurses Month, we are taking your calls, wanting to hear your craziest tales on the job as a healthcare worker. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, thank you for holding. Who's this?
Julia.
Hi, Julia. So you have a story for us?
I do.
We're ready.
I just graduated. I was working in a hospital. I was working the overnight shift, and I had an elderly woman that... In the morning, she wanted to get out of bed, and I told her that she had to wait because we needed her to eat something first, and, you know, it was a whole thing. So I'm doing handoff for shift report, right? And two police officers walk in. I don't think anything of it. They walk in. They walk up to the nurse's station. The lady called the police and told them that I wouldn't let her out of bed.
Oh, my God.
What did she say to the police? That you wouldn't what?
That I wouldn't let her out of bed. That I was, like, holding her hostage.
Oh, my God.
A little impatient, oh, yeah. You were about to.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. It was crazy. I was so embarrassed. I was mortified. I had to give a report. They had to see the patient and make sure that she was okay.
Damn. You're like, I'm about to get thrown in the slammer.
I don't know if we can air this call.
I don't think
we want patients knowing that they can call the police on their nurses.
Don't be doing that.
Oh, my gosh. It was so crazy. I was like, I just got my license. Don't take it.
I swear I wasn't holding her hostage.
That's crazy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy out there, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Yep. Logan's going to take your number and put you in the running for these tickets. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I love you. I listen to you every day.
Oh gosh, we love you back. Hold on. Okay, we're still taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Nurses Month, Logan and I are taking your calls, your war stories, your craziest days on the job as a healthcare worker. My God, our listeners are amazing. Did they understand the assignment or what?
Absolutely crushed it. Can we just say this? We were a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know if the healthcare workers of the world were going to be comfortable to do this.
because we know you have these jarring stories, but it's that HIPAA violation type thing. You're like,
we didn't know.
But you did it. You were not afraid. Were you anonymous? Some. Did you say different names? I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, exactly. And the phones are still aglow, so we'll take a few more now at 603-749-0975. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Jade, and I'm from Fremont, New Hampshire.
Good morning, Jade. So Logan and I can't wait to hear your tale.
Oh, boy. Well, so I'm an ER nurse, so I have a lot of tales.
I'm sure.
So going off that last call that you guys had, we've had a patient where, you know, they're having foot pain, so we pull their sock off, and off comes the toe in the sock.
Shut up.
Wait, you're talking about this like it's happened more than once.
I feel like it's definitely probably has happened more than once.
Wait, is there blood when you remove the toe?
So it's just, well, like, you know, it's patients who neglect themselves, and then they come in, and the toe is completely, like, rotted off, basically, and it just comes flying off with the sock.
What's crazy to me is that there's a little one in the background who has no clue that we're talking about pulling off toes like it's a Tootsie Pop.
I know.
Hello, we're so sorry to keep you waiting. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, we would love to hear your tale.
Okay, so I work in urology, and we have a lot of men that come in with things put in them that should not be in them.
Oh my God, what's the craziest thing?
Probably a phone cord.
What?
Why? Why? Yeah, you don't need charging there. You don't.
It's also so thin.
Yeah, we've had phone chargers, Mardi Gras beads, pens, pencils.
Whoa.
Sewing needles.
Of those, the only thing that really I'm tracking is the Mardi Gras beads. Like, there's a thing for that, but
a charger and a pencil?
What are we doing? Ouch.
What's the eraser doing?
Exactly.
Up there.
Wow.
Erasing bad memories.
Yeah.
Kylie, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. How are you?
Good. So I've been a nurse for a number of years, and years ago I worked in pulmonary medicine, and there was a woman who had very bad asthma, and they essentially wanted her to get rid of her cab, and she did not want to. And she came in one day so excited. She wanted to show the doctor her new jewelry, which was her deceased cat's fur made in little jewelry balls that she had earrings, a bracelet, and a necklace made.
Oh my God, but she's allergic?
But she's allergic.
What the heck?
She can't let go even after they're gone.
Yeah, she didn't understand that that really wasn't what the point of it, that, you know, it was still the fur that she shouldn't be having near her face.
Yeah, yeah, we get it. We get it. She didn't, but we get it.
You can't make this stuff up.
You can't.
Oh. Thank you so much for the call, Kylie. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you to all of our nurses. Today has been very enlightening. We got a real sneak peek on what you do, what you go through. It's not enough, but we'd love to send one of our nurses out on a nurse's night out, a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park, and a hotel stay. So if you were one of our nurses that called in and shared a war story today, stay by your phone, because we could be calling you back with good news.
There are a lot of great calls.
I know. We do have our work cut out for us to choose one, but Logan and I will discuss. And coming up next, we're going to call the winner. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. And all morning long, in honor of Nurses Month, we were taking your calls about your war stories, your wildest days on the job as a healthcare worker. And we said that we would be picking one lucky nurse and sending them for a nurse's night out to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park, and a hotel stay included. It was not an easy decision by any means, but we have selected the winning call. If you missed it, we're going to replay it for you right now.
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I'm from Penacook, New Hampshire.
What up, Kathy? Of Penacook. We are excited to hear your tale.
Oh, okay. My husband insisted I called in and I tell you about this story.
Here we go.
Let's go.
So early on in my career, I was a nurse's aide. at a nursing home. And, of course, one of the things you do when new patients come in is you have to go down and do an assessment of them and bring the report back to the nurse's station. So I had gone and done so. When I walked in the room, I was asking the gentleman questions. Wasn't really looking at him, kind of showing him around the room. And then I turned around. He was laying in his bed. He whipped his blankets open and said, "Do you want to shake hands with the governor?"
Was the governor was his Willie, right? I just want to make sure.
That is correct. I graciously said, "No, thank you. I think they need me out front." So I went back to the nurse's station and let them know that this one might be a little perverted.
Yep.
And then my husband took it one step further. The next morning, he was in the shower, called me into the bathroom, and then whipped the shower curtain open and said, "Do you want to shake hands with the senator?"
So that was our winning call, and now we're going to call her back and tell her the good news.
Good morning.
Hey, is this Kathy?
Yes, who's this?
Kathy, this is the president.
And the first lady.
Oh, no kidding.
AKA Kieran Logan in the morning. How are you?
Oh, good golly. I am so excited.
So we thought your call was so damn funny. Being a husband of a nurse, I do know how much it's, you know, it's hard, and we encourage our nursing wife. So I'm happy that your husband was encouraging you to call in, because we want to send you to have a night out with the senator in Boston at Fenway. Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn, all on us.
Oh, I'm so excited. You guys made my day.
We're so thankful for what you do.
Hang on, Kathy. We'll get all your information off the air. And thank you to all of our nurses who participated today on 97.5 WOKQ. That is the new Luke Bryan country song came on and your number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're here on Logan in the morning. I do like that one. That is Lukey being Lukey, giving us the summer song that we need for 2025. We're going to be hearing that one a lot, I think. So it is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So I would like to compliment a little lady who goes by the name of Rachel.
This Rachel. Is her
Rach face. So this was her very first time playing Can't Beat Kira, and she did something that we always encourage our players to do, because sometimes Logan will ask you questions that you simply don't know the answer, but it is so much better and entertaining for you to throw out a guess, even if you know it's wrong, because we respect that so much more than you'd be like, "I don't know, pass." Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So Rachel, she didn't know the answer to this, but she did not disappoint with her guest. We're going to relive that moment right now.
Rachel, no multiple choice, because I know you can handle it.
Oh, boy. All right.
Question number one. What does POTUS stand for?
Can you say the letters?
Yep. POTUS. Okay, what does U.S. normally stand for?
The United States.
Okay, perfect. So, and then you said the United States. So now we just need the P and the O.
Post office.
What?
Post office?
Post office, the United States.
I have no idea.
It's so funny. It's such a good guess.
That reminds me, I have to run to the POTUS today for stamps. Loved that. Thank you, Rachel, for the entertainment. And, of course, you won the Kane Brown tickets. Are you kidding me? Make us giggle. It's going to happen
for
you.
We did get a few messages that said post office, crying emojis, dead emojis. Like, people really liked that guess.
It was wonderful. What do you have, Logan?
I'm giving a compliment today to Christy, who called in on behalf of her son and daughter-in-law. Both of them are nurses, which is awesome. Shout out to Christy for creating a nurse and making him marry a nurse, I suppose.
Absolutely. But keep it in the family.
Christy's call was jarring. It was exactly the stories we were looking for your horror stories as a nurse, and this is what went down.
Just to pretend for all the listeners, it's absolutely disgusting.
Okay, trigger warning. We appreciate that.
An older gentleman comes in, and he says his leg's really been bothering him for a couple days, and now the scabs are falling off. So they roll up his pant leg, and as they're rolling it up, maggots are falling to the ground.
Maggots? Stop it right now.
From his knee to his ankle and a little past, just falling to the ground. Hundreds and hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds, she said. Gross. Such a good story. So happy very she graphic. Shared it, but disgusting.
Absolutely. And if anything, I mean, I am walking away from today's show. I've always had respect for healthcare workers, but the things, the tales that we've heard today have changed me. Oh, they have shaken me to my core.
Girl, I get it every day.
Unbelievable.
Every day. I'm like, are you dealing with that? Are you ready to quit?
Yeah. So is today the day? You're just not going to do it anymore?
God bless.
God.
I knew you were underpaid, but not that much.
Right. Right. I wish we had Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn tickets for every single person that called today.
No
but
doubt.
We really, really appreciate all that you do. And happy Nurses Month to all those who celebrate. So on that note,
we out.
Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. Logan and I will be back live bright and early to chat with you on a Feel Good Fry.
Yay!
But don't forget all day long today, who loves you?
We do.